We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives
as we honor a part of ourselves.
Hello, supportive viewers. Thank you for your company today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. For satellite coverage 24 hours a day and 7 days a week, please join us in Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. African Telsat 10 Ku-band and Telsat 10 C-band. Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia and Telsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 131 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
We have several new additions in Cameroon in Melong, Channel 36 on Telesatellite, in Costa Rica in Desamparados, Aceri and Carrillos de Cartago, Channel 78 on Cablevisión de Occidente, in Provincia de Alajuela, Upala Centro, Canalete, Bihagua, and Barrio San Jose, Channel 60 on Cablevisión de Occidente. In Mongolia, in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 46 on D-Dish Cable TV, Channel 110 on Supervision Cable TV, Channel 106 on Sansar Cable TV, Channel 108 on Tlaq Cable TV. In Bagnor District, Channel 57 on National Cable TV, a Mongolian Telecommunication Company, or MTC. In Hanul District, Channel 52 on Midelhel Cable TV. And in Songin Herhan District, Channel 3 on Taust Erstream Cable TV. In Chicherlig of Arhangai Province, Channel 24 on National Cable TV of Mongolian Telecommunication Company, or MTC. In Bayan Hongor of Bayan Hongor Province, Channel 19 on Chagan Dalhe Cable TV. In Bulkan of Bulkan Province, Channel 21 on Midelhel Cable TV. In Darhan Ulh Province, in Sharing Gorf Som, Channel 12 on Od Cable TV. And in Darhan on Hla Cable TV. TV channel 44 has changed to channel 108. In Jamin Ud Som of Dorongob Province, channel 4 on Halyun Cable TV. In Sinjan Som of Dongob Province, channel 40 on Choklok Cable TV. In Chur of Gob Sumber Province, channel 30 on National Cable TV of Mongolian Telecommunication Company, or MTC. In Henti Province, in Bor Undur Som, channel 27 on National Cable TV of Mongolian Telecommunication Company, MTC. And channel 22 on Deng Hots Cable TV. In Morung of Hufskur Province, channel 48 on Kha Cable TV. In Erdenet of Orhon Province, channel 58 on Kha Cable TV. In Seleng Province, in Hotor, channel 21 on Erden Cable TV. And channel 45 on GTV Cable TV. In Junghara of Mandalsom, channel 24 on Jarlos Cable TV. In Sukbatar, channel 51 on Tani Seling Cable TV. In Barun Urtsom of Sukbatar Province, channel 12 on Ochir Cable TV. In Tov Province, in Batsumbar Som, channel 4 on Mongolian Radio and Television Broadcasting Network, or MRTBN. In Lung Som, channel 20 on Narung Irten Ur Cable TV. In Jamar Som, channel 10 on Information Communication Network, LLC, and channel 10 on Chagan Darle Cable TV. And in Jungmut, channel 47 on Mongolian Radio and Television Broadcasting Network, or MRTBN. in Uvurhangai Province in Arvahir, Channel 24 on National Cable TV, a Mongolian Telecommunication Company, or MTC. In Hochertsom, Channel 15 on National Cable TV, a Mongolian Telecommunication Company, MTC. In Harhorinsom, Channel 53 on National Cable TV of Mongolian Telecommunication Company, MTC. In Oyangsom, Channel 5 on MJH Cable TV. In Ulangomsom of Ufs Province, Channel 13 on Durvun Sharuk Cable TV. In Ulyaste of Jafong Province, search Supreme Master TV on Ulyaste Cable TV. Now joining us is the Czech Republic in Chomutov and surrounding areas on www.grapesc.cz using channel search for Supreme Master TV. Our usual coverage continues.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Ankh Virong, Channel 40 on CSSAT. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Bue, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Siat Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 01 on Basatcom Bafut. In Adeya, Channel 37 on Ite Blessimong Aserna. In Inkong Samba, Channel 54 on MJSAT. In Chang, Channel 44 on OrbitSat International. In Manjo, and Channel 45 on VisioSat Plus.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veg. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. In Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Provincia del Maipo Buin, Paine and San Bernardo Calera de Tango, Channel 62 on TVO TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Huachata, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Huachata TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableba TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor and Aledaños, Channel 44 on Via Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on ASO Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Telelunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativá, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Telereliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi Bolívar, Channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Teleran Nuevo Arenal, in La Fortuna del San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago, SAA. In Buriscal, Mora, in Ocosta, Channel 78 on Cable Visión de Occidente. In Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado. In Distrito Central Buenos Aires, Provincia de Puntarenas, Channel 62 on Cable Brunca TV.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Rio, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Joditel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristóbal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiraguay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguatsu, Channel 44 on TV cable Mingaguatsu. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan on Channel 85 on multimedia on demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. In Potsu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV and Channel 108 on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan City, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV. In Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hof Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Hua Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Khmer Cable TV. In Subahtar, Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhang Ur Province, Channel 8 on Darhang Broadcasting System. In Channel 108, formerly Channel 44 on Sla Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bainzakh and Khan Ul District, Channel 25 on Khimor Cable TV. In Khotor, on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undakhan City in Khenti Province, Channel 23 on Sampur Company. And in Sanshan City in Darnungob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In the Philippines, in Aklan Province, Antique Province, and Boracay Island, Channel 112 on Calibo Cable TV Network. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Ampo, Buayai, Channel 70 on Buayai Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel, and in Hamburg on Willytel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows, currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, a symposium reviews the positive accomplishments of the Australian government's $45 million Australian dollar donation to the Asia-Pacific region for eye care. In technology news, a new mobile app game developed by a United Kingdom conservation group helps players learn about endangered species. Stay tuned for today's Shining World Leadership segment featuring Enduras Katala Nature Conservancy of Kenya, which is dedicated to providing a forever home to animal friends with physical abnormalities. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, December 19th, is the birthday of the President of India, Her Excellency Srimati Pratibha Devin Singh Patil, born in Maharashtra. President Patil is the first woman to be elected to this position in her country. At the request of Her Excellency, the green innovative concept Roshini was initiated, which seeks to make all urban habitats sustainable and eco-friendly. The President's estate is a model of a green, energy-efficient, zero-waste township. Her Excellency, a vegetarian, travels to many nations working to build a peaceful world. Today is also the birthday of the President of South Korea, His Excellency Lee Myung-bak. President Lee has spoken of his vision of low-carbon sustainable growth with the goal of becoming among the largest green economies in the world by 2020. In March 2011, His Excellency was honored with the United Arab Emirates Zayed Prize for Global Leadership and Environment for his eco-policies, which include allocating 2% of the country's market value for all final goods and services to environmentally friendly business and project development. Our respectful appreciation, Your Excellencies, President Srimati Pratibha Devin Singh Patil and Lee Myung-bak, for your commitment to a better world. May Your Excellencies celebrate a wonderful and blessed birthday with loved ones.
News. Thousands displaced by Brazil rains. As of Friday, December 16th, at least 10,000 people had been forced to flee their homes after days of heavy rainfall triggered severe flooding in the southeastern state of Minas Gerais. 14 cities were affected, including the state capital, Belo Horizonte, where a state of emergency was declared as several neighborhoods were inundated in waist-high water after a river burst its banks. The Civil Defense Agency has meanwhile advised people residing near rivers or mountains to evacuate due to risk of landslides.
With all her love and prayers, Supreme Master Qinghai requested that our nearby association members please check with local officials to see if help is needed. Saying that emergency funds are available, she also asked that they please go, if possible, to render assistance to the most desperate.
Our appreciation, Brazilian officials, working to ensure the safety of those in the affected areas, as we also thank Supreme Master Qinghai for her heartfelt concern. May such calamities soon be alleviated through humanity's transition to more harmonious ways that ensure the balance of our ecosphere.
Earthquakes jolt Japan, Kermadec Islands, El Salvador, Chile, Mexico, Indonesia, and Puerto Rico. On Thursday, December 15th, Japan's Izu Islands were shaken by two quakes of magnitude 5.3 and 5.6, just a day after Gifu Prefecture was rattled by a temblor measuring 4.9 on the Richter scale as it hit 36 kilometers northeast of Nagoya. Also on Thursday, a strong 6.3 magnitude temblor rumbled the Kermadec Islands, 130 kilometers south of L'Esperance Rock. Meanwhile, in Latin America, a magnitude 4.9 quake in El Salvador raised alarm amidst residents as it struck offshore just 72 kilometers southwest of San Miguel. The next day, two quakes of magnitude 5.2 and 5.5 hit off the coast of Aysén, Chile, some 327 kilometers west of Coyhaique.
In Mexico, residents of the southern state of Oaxaca on Friday reported being shaken by 4.8 magnitude temblor centered 33 kilometers southwest of Pinotepa Nacional. On Saturday morning, the west coast of Sumatra, Indonesia was rattled by 5.2 magnitude quake. Two temblors then hit Puerto Rico within minutes of each other, measuring 5.1 and 5.3 on the Richter scale. These struck some 20 kilometers southwest of Stella, prompting reports of power outages and minor property damage, and were followed by a number of aftershocks. Fortunately, none of the quakes resulted in immediate reports of major damage or injuries, and no tsunami warnings were issued. With relief for the safety of those in the quake-stricken regions, we pray that such disturbing occurrences may become a thing of the past through a kinder stewardship of the environment as a vegan world.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Buddha's sadness.
I wish to find the celestial granary to scatter over mountains and forests, so every bird can be warm and nourished. When I see them in cold, wintry days, wings and feathers all in disarray, searching for food morsels. I wish to share all the meals, nutritious and tasty, with scrawny cats in the wild, wandering and hungry, living furtively in abandoned shrines, blistering days and rainy nights, emaciated and wasting away. I sympathize with the deer and goats on rocky mountains, roaming all day, not having enough dry leaves, craggy cliffs, lonely as ancient tombs. Where can they find sweet grass and nectar stream? The heart of the saint is forever in sorrow. The vow to save the world, will it ever come to fruition? On bended knee, I awaken my faith in a creator and implore him this planet to restore.
Veg, go green to save the planet.
We can still save the planet. Day 401. Be vegan. Supreme Master Ching Hai.
World Trade Organization grants membership to Russia. On Thursday, December 15th, after 18 years of successive developments and talks to gain admittance, the 153-member World Trade Organization accepted Russia's application to become a member. The new affiliation is expected to increase trade ties between Russia and the European Union, with a rise also anticipated in European exports to Russia. Meanwhile, Russians will be able to purchase goods from Europe at lower prices, as the country's sources of income are also more greatly diversified. Bravo, Russia, on this significant achievement. May your new economic association with the international community bring flourishing, prosperity, fulfillment, and friendship for the nation and all her gracious people.
Legendary Cape Verdean singer remembered. On Saturday, December 17th, Grammy-winning Morna singer Cesaria Evora passed away on her home island of São Vicente at the age of 70. Ms. Evora, who was affectionately known as the Barefoot Diva, introduced to the world the national music and dance genre of Cape Verde con Morna. With the release of her signature album Barefoot Diva, recorded in France, she quickly rose to popularity in Europe, going on to sign with record giant BMG, recording a later album, Cesaria, that was released in 20 countries. Among Ms. Evora's many accolades was a Grammy Award for the album Voice of Love. Ms. Evora continued up through 2010 traveling the globe to enthrall audiences with her voice, described by French newspaper Le Monde as capable of melting the soul. Our sincere condolences to the family and numerous admirers of Ms. Cesaria Evora, whose stirring vocals and timeless music will continue to delight music lovers worldwide. May her soul rest serenely in the love and light of the divine.
Comprehensive study reveals Mars could sustain life. Based on decades of collected data, scientists at Australian National University have created detailed models of temperature and pressure conditions on Mars, comparing these to conditions on Earth, to determine the extent to which Mars could be considered habitable. With just 1% of the Earth from her core to the upper atmosphere being currently inhabited, the researchers found that a full 3% of Mars could support life, with most of the livable regions being underground. Dr. Charles Lineweaver, whose team performed the analysis, analysis explained. What we tried to do simply was take almost all of the information we could and put it together and say, is the big picture consistent with there being life on Mars? And the simple answer is, yes, there are large regions of Mars that are compatible with terrestrial life.
Many thanks, Dr. Lineweaver and colleagues, for your comprehensive research and insightful findings regarding our planetary neighbor. May we heed such information with ever-deepening appreciation and actions that sustain the balance of all wondrous life forms on Earth.
In an October 2009 video conference in Hong Kong, Supreme Master Ching Hai shared further thoughts about the past and present life beneath the surface of Mars, while reminding of the urgent need for actions in protecting our own planet Earth.
According to planetary scientists, Mars and Venus were probably like planet Earth at an earlier time. They had a comfortable atmosphere, warmer temperatures, oceans, and lots of water. There's evidence that both of them experienced extreme climate changes. Thus, today we see that Mars' surface looks like there had been oceans, mountains, and rivers carved into them. Even though there is hardly any living atmosphere left, I have been able to contact the people in Mars. Their ancestors were the survivors of the global warming catastrophe. They kindly gave us permission to share their sad past experience. That it was their meat diet, their other unpleasant habit, their livestock production that emitted too much hot and poisonous gas, which triggered the release of other greenhouse gases from huge stores under the soil and ocean. So tragically, the vast majority of people on Mars perished within a short time, along with the animals and plant life. Our planet is also facing a similar fate very soon. If we all become vegan and live a virtuous, compassionate life, it won't happen. Our planet will not follow this fate of Mars and Venus, and instead will be saved and thriving in every corner.
Save our planet. Switzerland-based reinsurer company Swiss Re announced on December 15, 2011, that aside from the human cost of some 30,000 lives in the year 2011, natural disasters in places such as Japan and New Zealand rendered the highest ever catastrophe-related economic losses in history at $350 billion.
Save our planet. A study by researchers at Queen's University in Ontario, Canada, published in the December 2011 edition of Renewable and Sustainable Energy Reviews, shows that thanks to recent technological advancements and cost reductions, solar photovoltaic systems can produce energy for the same price as non-sustainable energy sources.
Warning news. For the first time in history, an outbreak of the E. coli 0157 strain of bacteria, which previously has been associated with ruminant animals such as cattle, is now being linked to the consumption of crab meat and is known to have infected 9 people in the city of Plymouth, England, in the UK.
We're two of the stars of Supreme Master Ching Hai's number one international bestseller, The Birds in My Life. We're eating savory vegan foods for a diet of peace. Today we have a health tip to share. Researchers from the Mayo Clinic in the United States have reported that aerobic activities such as walking, gym workouts, shoveling snow, or raking leaves are beneficial for cognitive health, as well as overall well-being.
Have fun staying active. Thank you for watching, and thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet.
Here's the weather around the world.
Thank you.
In world news, a symposium in Olak, or Vietnam, reviews the results of the Australian government's $45 million Australian dollar donation to the Asia-Pacific region for eye care. More than 40 physicians and experts gathered in Hanoi to discuss the ongoing work of Vision 2020 Australia Global Consortium. With funding pledged for 2008 to 2013, the program is being carried out by several nonprofit organizations. It seeks to end avoidable blindness and vision loss by 2020 in the Asia Pacific. Participants discuss the positive results and plans for the future of the project. In Olak, or Vietnam, it has up to now provided 5,500 complementary eye surgeries and checkups, upgraded eye hospitals, and trained 160 eye doctors. Our earnest gratitude, Australian Government, Vision 2020 Australia, Global Consortium, and all involved for this caring initiative. May all individuals and communities be graced with quality health services for optimum well-being.
In technology news, a new mobile app game helps players learn about endangered species. Entitled Survival, it guides users through fun, fast-paced mini-games to eventually present some of the species in the world who are most at risk. The free downloadable app is filled with amazing photos and fascinating information. Developed for youth but enjoyable for the whole family, Survival is from Archive, an initiative of United Kingdom-based Wild Screen, a wildlife conservation and education charity. It was created by a United Kingdom digital design agency, Thought Den, and is compatible with iPhone, iPod Touch, and iPad. Our hats off to you, Wild Screen and Thought Den, for this innovative way to raise awareness about precious animals on Earth. May all our fellow beings be safeguarded for a thriving future. Ahead on Noteworthy News is a series of Shining World Leadership presenting a Kenyan sanctuary which provides a forever home for animal friends with disabilities. We'll take a meditative walk around the garden and be right back. Please stay tuned for more motivating news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, rejuvenating news for a regenerated world. And now for our series of Shining World Leadership segment on Endura's Katala Nature Conservancy of Kenya, which respects the right to life of all of God's creation.
For decades, Supreme Master Ching Hai has exemplified unconditional love through her worldwide humanitarian work. She has inspired our association members and countless people across the globe to follow her compassionate example. Through enlightened leadership, a better world is truly possible. In recent times, a new and exciting phenomenon has been on the rise that is bringing much hope and light to our planet. More and more leaders and governments around the world are adopting practices that greatly improve the lives of their citizens, man and animal alike.
Endura's Katala Nature Conservancy of Kenya is dedicated to providing a forever home to animal friends with physical abnormalities. Founded by Mr. Mse Boniface Endura, the sanctuary situated in Katala, Trans Nzoia County, has since 2006 cared for animal friends including dogs, cows, donkeys, and owls who have missing limbs or other irregularities.
Mr. Endura has said, "I know these animals were created by the Almighty God just as we human beings were created, and thus they also have a right to live." Part of the care the residents receive is a weekly visit by veterinarians to make sure they are doing well. In addition, Mr. Endura has also requested government authorities to research the situation as the majority of the animals have been found to come from the same region of the country.
The refuge is part of an area of 250 acres which also contains a sizable botanical garden and nature walk of 3 kilometers through the wetlands. Bravo, Mr. Mze Boniface Endura and Endura's Katala Nature Conservancy for your noble work. May the sacred life of each treasured animal co-inhabitant be respected and honored with heaven's blessings.
Let's now enjoy a joke told in Olesis or Vietnamese entitled Versatile Jacket.
Người bán hàng, bạn có thể mặc áo vest này bất cứ lúc nào trong năm. Trời nóng cũng mặc sao? Vâng, dĩ nhiên, bạn có thể mặc trên cánh tay của mình.
And now for our viewers' heartline on auspicious locations for leaders' headquarters, a boon for world peace, on Between Master and Disciples. This announcement can also be accessed in our online archives.
Thanks, Supreme Master Chen Hai, for sharing this divine knowledge. Viewer from Mongolia.
Caring viewer, thank you for your thoughtful comment. We pray that world leaders heed this priceless and unprecedented information which Supreme Master Ching Hai has discovered through profound inner realizations. May you and all the spiritual people of Mongolia be eternally graced with celestial harmony and joy.
Do you have a heartline today? We would be delighted to hear your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to Heartline at suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for your presence on Noteworthy News.
May your heart be filled with the pure bliss of heaven.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few. In a meeting with New Zealand Controller and Auditor General Lin Provost, visiting OLAC's or Vietnamese Auditor General Ninh Thien Dung affirms his country's gratitude for New Zealand's offer and shared expertise in various government financial processes and regulation development.
Turkmenistan President Gurbanguly Berdimuhamedov ratifies a new code governing Social Security that provides substantially increased benefits for the disabled, the orphaned, and other vulnerable members of society.
Following a European Union summit in Belgium, Russian President Dmitry Medvedev affirms his country's support and readiness to assist with funds in addition to $10 billion already pledged to the International Monetary Fund intended to help stabilize the Eurozone.
U.S. Congressman Dennis Kucinich, a vegan, introduces a bill that would prohibit open-air cultivation of genetically engineered crops, as well as establish a system to protect ecosystems and prevent contamination of the nation's food supply with genetically modified organisms.
The European Parliament presents the Sakharov Human Rights Prize to Asma Mahfouz of Egypt and Ahmed al-Zubayr Ahmed al-Sanusi of Libya, with Tunisian Mohamed Bouazizi awarded posthumously, while Syrian attorney Razen Zaitoneh and cartoonist Ali Farzat are honored in their absence.
With nearly one-third of agricultural land in India's Sikkim state now being organic, the region is steadily making progress toward a goal of pesticide-free all-organic crops by 2015.
During this holiday season, the American Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals is raising awareness about halting puppy mill cruelty through a campaign that encourages people to avoid pet store purchases, suggesting instead that they save lives by adopting from shelters.
The Meizhou Matsu Temple in the Fujian province of China presents a 130-centimeter-high carved emerald statue of the goddess of the sea, Matsu, to Sister Temple Da Jia Jin Lan in Taichung Formosa, or Taiwan, as a gesture symbolizing their cordial relations.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.